Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Erica, and welcome back to our show here, and let's turn that down just a little tiny bit. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. It's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we've got Dan is in the control room today, and he's twiddling the dials and otherwise keeping us out of trouble. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And, yeah, I guess I'm clipping just a little bit on the current mic setup. I'll have to fix that during the break here. Alrighty, as you can tell, we're just dealing with a few little engineering problems, from this end of the universe today here. Happy Climate Fool's Day. And what do we mean by that? Well, as you're probably aware, the carbon tax happy governments of the United States of America and Great Britain and basically everywhere else that has sold their soul to the bankers, and their only solution is to find another way to rip more money from you to give to the bankers, because that is the natural order of the universe, don't you understand? And they're basically out there screaming about global warming and carbon dioxide, even as we are getting hit with early snows all across the northern hemisphere. You know, we were getting snow in Canada last July. I mean, that's how completely out of control it is. But they're out there. They're still pushing the snake oil. Global warming, you must pay a carbon tax. Obviously, if carbon dioxide were a problem, which it wasn't, it's self-correcting. The more carbon dioxide, the more plants will grow, the more carbon dioxide they take out of the atmosphere. It's a self-correcting system. But they're not interested in self-correcting systems. They want to impose on you yet another tax. Why? They've borrowed themselves into an unpayable black hole of debt, and their only solution is to wring the money out of you by hook or by crook, mostly by crook. So there's a movement in Britain to basically declare today to be Climate Fool's Day, to be celebrated every single year to remind everybody of this complete nonsense of human-caused global warming that's been used to sell all the snake oil of carbon taxes and carbon credits and carbon brokerages and draconian laws and the push for global government and so forth and so on. So we can stand back and give these people a well-deserved raspberry and a good laughing, as it were. And, of course, hand-in-hand with that is going to be the corporate media, which even today is still trying to push the orthodoxy. You go around the so-called science and education channels, and it's still out there. The propaganda, oh, yeah, global warming is causing all these problems. We have got to all accept reduced standards of living to save the Earth. No, the real goal here is to get us all to accept a reduced standard of living so the bankers can have bigger bonuses this year. Wouldn't that be just wonderful? You know, as I walk around the island of Oahu, and I see all those people living in homeless tents and cardboard boxes or sleeping in their cars. And I'm sure every night when they go to sleep in those boxes and those cars, and last night it was really cold and windy here too. It was not a pleasant night to be out without a roof over your head. And I'm sure they're all going to sleep every night praying to God how grateful they are that those Wall Street executives are getting their bonuses this year amounting to 8% of all the cash in circulation in America. We just know that those millions of homeless people every night go to bed praying for the happiness and continued wealth and prosperity of our nation's financial leaders. You just know that, don't you? Alrighty, moving right along here. Foreclosure activity, no surprise, is up across most U.S. metro areas. The problem is getting worse, not better. Even having their knuckles wrapped over the foreclosure fraud, they're accelerating. And the reason is, as I've been telling you for the last week, the mortgage bundlers put out a ton of bad paper. They created a mortgage-backed securities bubble. And they Ponzi'd it along because they kept selling additional securities based on mortgages that were already pledged as collateral and should not have been available under the law. And they would take the money from those sales to pay the first people who'd invested, and then they'd go out and sell more of these mortgage-backed securities and use that money to pay the current purchasers. And it was basically a pyramid. And they were all making, you know, billions and billions of dollars. And now the whole thing is collapsing, and they're getting ready to go on to the next bubble, which is going to be carbon credits. And they don't care how many lives they ruin. From their point of view, this is the natural order of things. They are the predators, and you are all the sheep. And they're going to go on acting like predators as long as you go on acting like sheep. Sit around saying, well, it's not that bad. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America, and welcome back to our show here. And one of the articles we have linked to the top of whatreallyhappened.com today is I was a robo-signer. You know, I was the bride of a space alien or something like that as we get in here to Halloween. But this robo-signer article is rather revealing because it's basically commentary by one of the people who was hired by Bank of America to sit in an office and simply sign documents. And the guy says they were basically paid on how many documents they signed. And there was never any time for them to read them. In many cases, they didn't even know what the documents were. They were simply, you know, it's a big stack in front. You sign, move, sign, move, sign, move, sign, move. And basically that was it. The incentive, the management pressure was simply to sign them. Don't read them. Don't analyze them. Don't check to see if they're accurate. Just put the signatures on and process them through. It's a rush. They're rushing to do the foreclosures because what they're doing, they're foreclosing on those mortgages that were pledged as collateral multiple times into the mortgage-backed securities. It's not the foreclosures that's the problem here. It's the fraud, the intentional, deliberate fraud, where they went out and they grabbed as many mortgages as they could to play with. Those were the chips. You know, like dollars or stocks or now carbon credits, those mortgages were the gaming tokens for the next big game on Wall Street. And they got as many chips as they could with subprimes and teaser rates, and the government helped with that $8,000 tax credit for first-time homebuyers. And everybody got in. That's why they didn't even care if you could actually pay the mortgage or not, because it was the mortgage itself that was the thing of value that was going to be played with. Remember what Enron did to California with electricity. Okay? This is what the mortgage bundlers did to the entire nation with the bundled mortgage securities, the mortgage-backed securities. That's what they did. And they went out and got as many mortgages to play with as they could, and they didn't care where they came from or how good they were. And they pooled them in these huge mortgage bundles, and they sold them. Then they sold them again. And that was pure profit, because they didn't have to make any payments to use that mortgage a second, third, or fourth time. And in the lawsuit that's been brought by PIMCO and the New York Fed and a bunch of others against several major banks, they're saying they've documented places where the same mortgage was repledged as collateral into a new investment vehicle up to 20 times. 20 times. Now, of course, the problem with that is that when the payment comes in on that mortgage to the servicing company, they're only going to pay to the first holder of the mortgage. And everybody else is out there saying, we're not getting the money on the mortgage. And that's what started the foreclosures. And so now all these big banks that committed this fraud, now that the bubble has burst and they can't sell more of these new mortgage-backed securities to get the money to pay off the claims for payment on the old ones, now it's collapsed, and now they're trying to basically foreclose those mortgages in order to destroy the trail of evidence. MERS was set up not only to evade land transfer titles, title fees to the states, but to obfuscate where the mortgages were going and to whom they were pledged. It's an intentional Gordian knot of linkages. May come back to bite them on that one. And unfortunately, they don't have enough money, and they haven't moved fast enough to close all the foreclosures, which is why this scandal has erupted. And now, of course, we have the U.S. government and the U.S. Congress, the finest Congress that money can buy, and most of them have their money invested in these very same companies they've been bailing out. They're in there buying up what they politely refer to as the toxic assets. Now, what the toxic assets, what that word means is they're buying back the bad paper the mortgage bundlers and banks and investment banks were selling out. They're redeeming all the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, and they're doing it out of your wallet. So when they talk about TARP and toxic assets and everything, that's what they're doing. The government is dumping the losses from this fraud onto you. So far, $135,000 for every living American in future tax obligations plus interest that you or your children or grandchildren will have to pay, for which you will receive absolutely nothing in exchange. $135,000 you will pay in taxes, for which you will get nothing back whatsoever except the very rapidly eroding gratitude of the bankers, who are going to turn right around and do it again. I mean, already Bernanke is dangling another $4 trillion of instant wealth before the bankers. And they're just going, yeah, we were here, you know. That's why we call it the bailout-gasm. Now, interestingly enough, the government is going through the pretense of some kind of hearing and investigation into the foreclosure crisis, which, you know, we didn't really need an investigation. We already know what's going on. CNBC is actually reporting about the fraud. But the government's going through the motions to say, well, we've investigated and some bad things happened, but really more. They're going to come back. I'll tell you right now. I'm going to make the prediction. The congressional hearings are going to come back and say, we need more bailouts to save the banks because we dare not let the banks collapse because it will take the country with it. No, it won't. It'll take the government with it. But it won't take the country with it any more than the collapse of the banks and the government in Romania destroyed Romania, or the collapse of the Soviet Union destroyed the Russians. It didn't happen. So anyway, Damon Silvers, policy director at the AFL-CIO and a member of the congressional oversight panel that is supposed to be keeping an eye on the bailouts, basically said right on television, direct quote, and we've got the video link to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, we can either have a rational resolution to the foreclosure crisis, or we can preserve the capital structure of the banks. We can't do both. And he's absolutely correct. Okay? If you're going to preserve the capital structure of the banks, it means covering up the fraud and the criminality and looting the American people and letting more Americans lose their homes in order to cover up the criminality by destroying those mortgages that were pledged more than once into multiple mortgage-backed securities. Or we can have a resolution to the foreclosure crisis, which means we go to those bankers who committed the fraud and we throw them in jail. and we take the too big to fail banks and we fail them. We break them apart and we return the money to those people who lost their homes through these criminal actions. So we're in this either-or situation that may very well define the end times of the U.S. government. You're either with the bankers, as Congress has already demonstrated itself to be, or you're with the people. You're either going to save the banks or you're going to save the people. There's no middle ground. You cannot do both. You're going to have to make a choice. And you're going to have to live with that. Now, at this point, it is fairly obvious to me that the entire financial structure, the entire financial industry of the United States of America are criminals and crooks. Bernie Madoff, who helped found NASDAQ, then turned around and screwed his own investors for $65 billion with a B, is not an exceptional individual. I mean, they're all crooks. We see this time and time again. Oh, earlier this year they were talking about investigations into the mortgage-backed securities fraud at all of the big players, Bear Stearns, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and then the investigations all kind of faded away, and we never heard about them again. So you're either going to save the bankers or you're going to save the people. And we, the people, need to understand the entire financial services industry of the country are criminals. They're not there to help the American people. They're there to loot the people and make themselves richer. And I know a lot of you don't want to believe that the entire banking system is corrupt any more than you wanted to believe that the clergy were out there diddling the altar boys up in the choir loft. But, you know, we've got to stop living in this media-generated fantasy land, and we've got to come back to reality. We have to basically abandon all those things that we believe in, because those beliefs are part of the control system. We are taught to believe government is taking care of us. We're taught to believe that bankers are honest and upright. We're taught to believe that the clergy would never do something like molest the little children. Well, reality has come back to tell us that what we believe in needs to be abandoned. It's time to get rid of belief as a modality in deciding how we're going to approach the world. We need to confront reality. And it's not pleasant. Now, my message to those of you who have lost your homes, like Patricia, or those of you who are on the verge of losing your homes, it's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. You got suckered in by a government tax credit and teaser rates, and then they took your jobs away from you. Because it was never intended you would pay for those mortgages. The mortgages existed only long enough to be used as fodder for a mortgage-backed securities bubble. And now that the bubble is burst, they're going to bury the evidence of their criminality. And they don't care how many million Americans get made homeless, because that's just not a factor anymore. The only thing that counts to these money addicts is another zero after their name. Hi, I'm Joe Smith, and I've got 8 zeros after my name. Well, I'm Bill Thomas, and I've got 9 zeros after my name. Therefore, I'm a better human being than you. So this Damon Silver's really hit it on the head, and we've all got to deal with that. We can protect the banks, or we can protect the people, but we can't do both. There's no way to do both. There's no way to do both. The only way to solve the problem from the point of view of the American people, the banks have to be brought down, and the fraudsters thrown in jail along with every single U.S. congressperson who aided and abetted them. And that means everybody who voted for the repeal of Glass-Steagall. It means everybody who voted through the TARP bailout legislation. It means everybody who voted through that $8,000 tax credit for first-time home buyers that baited people and suckered them into the machine in the first place. They are all criminal. They're all equally guilty, and they all deserve very, very long jail sentences. And that is going to be the only way to turn this around. Because, look at the behavior of the Congress. If we don't stand up and call for the end of this financial system, they're just going to turn around and do it again. They're already getting ready. They're getting ready to shove carbon taxes and carbon credits down your throat, which they will then turn around and bubble them up. They're going to do it again. If we don't stand up and get angry, they will do it again. And after carbon, it'll be air, and then it'll be water. And who knows what they'll come up with. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. The panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the economy continuing. And remember, I was talking only, I think, just yesterday, as a matter of fact, that we need to be very careful about stories that come out about fraud in gold and silver marketing and articles that are trying to basically make it look like metals investment may not be as good. And I pointed out that there is definitely an agenda at work, because the major investment banks and brokerages obviously have a strong motive to discourage Americans, or anybody for that matter, any investors, from pulling their money out of the banks and out of the stock market and putting it into metals investment. And we know that historically metals have always been a wonderful hedge against inflation. We're in an inflationary cycle. It is counterintuitive to suggest somehow that gold and silver are not going to be good places to preserve your wealth. Now, I don't think you should just always be buying gold and silver, because I'm one of those people who thinks that money should be put back into society to stimulate jobs and manufacturing. Of course, that's not happening either. Mostly the money gets put back in the society to go into the bonus checks of the Wall Street executives. But I digress. But there is a story that came out today that really illustrates this. JP Morgan, Chase and Company, they're all merging, and HSBC Holdings were hit with lawsuits accusing them of conspiring to drive down silver prices. And because they went out and they were doing short sales on it, they made a lot of money. And so it served basically two agendas. More money in their own pocket, which is always the number one religious commandment of all financial institutions. Thou shalt get rich! And there are no other commandments. They only get one. Everybody else gets 10. They only get one. So they made a lot of money, and at the same time, they bash silver as an alternative investment vehicle, discouraging people from leaving the equities markets and the banks to go buy gold and silver coins. And so basically this confirms what I said. When you see these articles saying, oh, gold is not reliable and silver is not reliable, you know, I'm not going to say that there isn't the same kind of crookedness going on in those industries that we see everywhere else in the banking, but just understand that from the point of view of the stock exchange and the bankers, they do not want you to take your money away from them to go out and put it into gold and silver bullion. Because once you have bought a silver or gold coin, then that money is no longer under their control. It's not in their computers. It's not in their vaults. It's in your hand. And because it is silver or gold, they cannot change its value by remote control the way they can with the pretty printed pieces of paper. As a matter of fact, if Bernanke flips that switch on the printing press for another $4 trillion to give to the bankers, the pretty printed pieces of paper magically, in your own wallet, in your own home, lose value by remote control. Silver and gold will not. So always keep a skeptical eye when you see stories that seem to benefit the bankers and the stock exchanges, because generally that alone is reason enough to be suspicious. Now, very disappointing news for those of you who are still living on the delusion that the media, corporate media, is foisting on us, that we're in a recovery and things are going to get better. Actually, probably they aren't, because remember, the reason that we lost those high-paying manufacturing jobs to other countries was because of globalization. So this push for globalization, which means one gigantic global community living in poverty and squalor, created the massive unemployment in the United States of America. The jobs were, the corporations were given tax incentives by the government that made it more profitable to send the jobs to other countries. And our government has not reversed that tax policy, despite promises by the Obama administration, which means those jobs are not coming back. In other words, the unemployment we currently have is pretty much permanent, because the tax breaks are not going out there to bring the jobs back. And the investment in developing new technology that might spark new industries and new products has been gutted. Obama has cut funding for NASA. There's going to be no follow-on space shuttle. There's no return to the moon. Other nations are leaping way ahead of us in technology, which means the new products and the new industries of the 21st century are happening everywhere else on planet Earth except the United States of America. It's the most short-sighted policy and thinking I have ever seen in this nation's history. So as long as we have this current banking system and financial industries and this government all working together against the common people, it will not get better. That is the essence of fascism. There has never been a fascist economy in history that did well for the people. Every single fascist economy in history drove their population down to massive poverty, unemployment, and squalor and helplessness. And it's happening here before your eyes. All right. We had a caller who came and went, and I'm sorry, Ian, I did not get to you as soon as I should have, and I apologize for that. Meanwhile, we've got just a few minutes left in this segment. I want to talk about something that Dan, our control room wizard, was saying before the show. There's this video that's all over YouTube. It's a segment from a Charlie Chaplin movie in which people are saying, oh, there's a person in the background walking around holding a cell phone, must be a time traveler, blah, 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 blah. Folks, this is the kind of crap that is being intentionally planted on the internet and the blogosphere in a desperate attempt to make us look silly so that the uninitiated will go back to the corporate TV networks and newspapers and get their propaganda from the official U.S. government sanctioned sources. What is in that Charlie Chaplin movie is called an ear trumpet. It is a pre-electric handheld cone. It's a hearing aid. And that's why the person has it in their ear and they're talking to the person who's just in front of them. Very common in that day and age. Nothing special about it whatsoever. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got callers on the line. Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Aloha, brother.
Aloha, brother.
Interesting, you were talking about these people bashing gold and silver. I was just talking about this earlier this morning. And, you know, it's a wonder to me when we hear people like Tyler Durden and Alan Newman, and these are people who follow these kind of things, and we hear them warning us about, you know, companies... insiders who heavily invested in Oracle and Google, you know, dumping as much as $200 million in stocks just in the past week, going
yes.
from a buy-sell ratio last week of 1,411 to 1 to now 2,341 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
And where are they all going? They're going to precious metals, commodities, gold, silver, food, oil. But yet they're going to bash gold, silver, food, and oil. There's only one reason why they're bashing it, is because they don't want the common people to be buying these things. They want
Yeah, because that'll
man.
Start the prices going back up. As long as they bash them and the demand is low, then the prices stay down and they can basically buy in, you know, at bargain basement rates. What people need to understand about modern American business, you know, when I was a kid, long, long time ago, the idea was you'd create a product, you'd make the product, you'd sell it, you'd make a profit, everybody would be happy. But the modern business model today, actually for the entire world, is that you're going to make a product and then you're going to go out and you're going to destroy your competitors. You're you're either going to find and pay some scientist to say that their product causes cancer, or you're going to find some way to say, oh, it's bad for the environment and mine is better, or you'll get some congressman to say, well, that particular product is now illegal, and it goes on and on and on. I think perhaps the most egregious case of this behavior goes back to Israel, which we now know is a nuclear power, has nuclear weapons, was trying to sell them to South Africa, but at the same time, every other nation that might be a competitor is blocked from making those sales by the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which they've signed and Israel has not. So Israel has no competition, which means when they go out and sell bombs to apartheid South Africa or North Korea or wherever else they're selling, they can charge whatever they want because there's no competition. And that same attitude permeates our current business. The banks and investment houses not only want to sell you their products and services in debt, they want to scare you away from looking at any alternatives or any competition, hence the gold and silver bashing. But you're absolutely right. The banks themselves are still buying into gold and silver bullion, and a lot of people who are out there who are cashing out their stock portfolios, they're buying into gold and silver, and they're not going for the paper certificates there either. They want the actual physical delivery in their hands. And if you are...
And I tell people, you know, because I've got people here asking me, you know, what do I advise them to do? And I tell them, if you can afford gold, go with gold. If not, definitely start getting into the silver. But remember one thing.
Yep.
When you buy silver, if they offer you paper, tell them no. Because the rule is, and I learned this very quickly, it was a hard lesson to learn, if you can't hold it in your hand, you don't own it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. If you're going to buy silver, you get yourself the actual physical silver in your hand. This is my entire silver holding right here, by the way. So, the paper is no good. We can't trust. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line here is we cannot trust anybody in the financial services sector. They are not trustworthy. When they're out there with their pretty printed pieces of paper, you're a fool if you take it. If you're going to buy into gold and silver, you get the physical delivery of the coins or the bullion or the jewelry or whatever, and you get it under your own control.
Exactly. And I tell people, you know, those silver certificates and those gold certificates, they're the same thing as that green toilet paper that you people seem to be so fond of. It's worth absolutely nothing because... Just like with the mortgages, the how they resell, as you've talked about quite a number of times lately, how they resell the same ones over and over and over again, as much as 10 and 20 times, that's exactly what they do with silver and gold certificates. They continue.
That's true. They're running it on the reserve model.
They cover half of them.
They're running it on the reserve model, the same as the Federal Reserve. They figure they can sell a lot more certificates than they have actual gold and silver to redeem because they're not predicting that everybody will come in with those paper at the same time and say they want the actual metal. Of course, in the event of an economic crash, everybody's going to do precisely that, and they're going to realize those paper certificates really aren't worth all that much. At this point, you know, if you have got some leftover investment money, which is not most of us, I will admit. But if you're going to get into silver or gold or tantalum or platinum or any of these other materials, get the physical resource, the physical asset in your control. Get a safe in your home, floor safe, a little hiding place, whatever. You know, don't leave it in your safety deposit box at the bank because the federal government has already passed a law. In the event of an economic emergency, they can go into your safe deposit box at the bank and clean it out. In the national interest. Of course, there's nothing in my safety deposit box but old data backups and my wife's music and stuff. So
exactly, which is why my silver is right here at my house, you know. And I've got all my friends right now. I've told them because I know some people that have these certificates, and I've told them, start cashing it in right now. Get that silver.
Well, yeah, I agree. And like I said, you know, this $1 piece, that's my entire silver holdings right now in my vast financial empire. I do have a lot of lead stockpiled, though, out in the shed. So what can I tell you?
Not going there.
Okay. Anything else? Lee?
I'm not going there.
is there anything else?
But, yeah, there's been an increase of lead surplus in my county here lately.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much common around the entire country here. And, the worst kind of lead poisoning, though, is that when the lead is moving really, really fast. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Well, you're talking about how everybody's going kind of wacko over this supposed blatant evidence of time travel. And this kind of dovetails in with what I've been saying. I think they're social engineering us by figuring out what people will go for. And in this situation, or I want to commend you for what you're trying to do there. In the Christian world, there is a saying that's been around for a number of years: does it get anybody saved? Does this topic, even if you can prove, even if we could prove that there was time travel, is this going to help anybody? People are spending all day on this. It has exceeded the bandwidth of websites, because I heard a talk show host about, I don't know, 6 hours ago talking about this, and I tried to look around and see what in the heck they were talking about. And some of the sites that you go to look for these hearing aids, like you mentioned, there was one by Westinghouse or somebody that actually looked like that device that she's carrying. And the bandwidth for that web page has been exceeded, so you can't even look at it. It's like they shut down the
Right now, the corporate media and the government are in an absolute panic. They're defensive right now. We've got, the alternative media, RBN, what really happened. We have the initiative in the war for the minds of America, and they're getting kind of desperate. And they, 2-3 weeks ago, they were trying, let's see if we can get them all psyched on UFOs. That didn't work. Now they're trying the time travel thing. That's not working. I mean, if that was really a time traveler, do you think they wouldn't stop and ask Charlie for his autograph? Because it'd be worth a fortune when they went back home. So, I mean, it really is tremendous nonsense, but they're trying to put it out there. They're trying to find some way that they can harm the credibility of the alternative media as a desperation play to try and trick people to go back to the TV network news and the newspapers to get their daily dose of government propaganda. And it's not working. The readership and viewership of the corporate news continues to decline. Our numbers are going up at What Really Happened. Our numbers are definitely going up at Republic Broadcasting. We've got more and more. I got contacted earlier today about another station that wants to carry our programs. So, I referred them off to John there, and, hopefully they'll be making the deal. But we have the high ground. The Internet is the high ground in the war for the minds of America. And the saving grace for all of us, though, and I've said this before, is the people inside the government are a bunch of these old Cold War fossils from the 1950s and 1960s. They're playing the game by the rules that used to work. They don't understand why they're not working. They don't really comprehend the degree to which the world has changed. That's why we're seeing all these retired government people coming out with books to expose the inner truth behind the war in Iraq, like they actually think we don't already know. And, which is why ultimately, we are going to prevail. And by that, I mean this current corrupt economic system and government are going to collapse the way the USSR did. We'll have to deal with a little bit of confusion, and then we'll recreate our nation in a new model, the way Thomas Jefferson predicted would eventually happen. And life will be good for a while. And that, I think, is a good thing. We will succeed in leaving to our next generation a better world than that which was left to us. And I think that's the highest moral purpose for any human being.
It is nice to be optimistic. I've been accused of being optimistic because I actually think we can do something about some of these things that's going on. And I think, didn't you have a story about how MTV paid blogsters to go online and blog about alternative bands, and they got caught in it? It's been about 9 years ago, I think, that happened.
That's very, very common practice now. I mean, the government of Israel hires bloggers to go all over the web and post pro-Israel, and scream that, anybody who doesn't like Israel is an anti-Semite and so forth.
In that sense, though, the old guard is trying to play along with this, and I think they are trying to drive segments of demographics in different directions. In some cases, with this story today, they're driving them like lemmings off a cliff, the different demographics. And unfortunately, they do have some pretty whiz-bang technology behind behind what they're trying to do. And I've talked to you about my thinking on the cell phones being bugged, but it goes beyond just cell phones. And I think they are trying to engineer us for political purposes, but for marketing purposes on a very large scale. So,
absolutely. I mean, again, it's all about money and control. And we, the American people, we're viewed as just a herd of livestock to be harvested in one form or another.
Human resources, or human
now
resource.
The herd is getting restless, and we might actually have a stampede here.
I'm trying to be optimistic along with you.
Well, my optimism is not that we can necessarily do anything to save the situation, because I don't think we can. I think it's imploding in and of itself. All we got to do is relax and sit back, you know, get the popcorn and the beer ready, and just watch it happen. This is history, and we're, like it or not,
I have a link up on my webpage called You Will Survive Doomsday, and, you know, no matter really what happens, unless it's just all-out thermonuclear war or something that's depicted in 2012, we will survive. And the question is, are you going to survive the aftermath? You know, that's the thing. Are you prepared to survive for months and months in shelter in place? That's the, you know, if this really does implode.
Well, there's a little bit of history here that might give you some perspective. Using mitochondrial DNA, geneticists have determined that there was, at one point in human history, a tremendous catastrophe. Might have been the Toba supervolcano, where the entire human population of Earth shrank down to about 8,000 individuals. Only 8,000 on the entire planet.
Mm.
But we came back from that.
Pretty prolific.
Well, I think that the reason we survived and all the other pre-human hominids died out is we were hornier than the rest of them. And we simply outbred them, and then we ate them, and that was kind of the end.
We better quit that, or we'll be talking about Rand Paul contributors next.
Oh, I don't even hear about Rand
Paul.
Talk
to you later. Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're coming up to the end of the segment here. Phone lines are currently open, 800-313-9443. Now, over in Indiana, you want to talk about sick. We're going back to the economy here. The Indiana's state budget has become so serious. And remember, the state's budgetary crises are a direct result of the federal government's sending our jobs to other countries. It is a direct result. We've now come to understand that because the banks and mortgage companies were using the mortgage electronic registration system, they were evading the billions and billions of dollars of title transfer fees owed to the states, which is a tax. So these banks are already guilty of tax evasion. And of course, unfunded mandates. The federal government will go to the states and say, you will do this and that, but you're going to have to pay for it yourself. Huge problem. And basically what it is, the federal government takes money out of the states in the form of federal taxes, and they're sending back less and less. And what they're doing, have been doing over the last 20 years, is very slowly transferring the federal government's debt onto the states to conceal the true scale of the fiscal problem. And so the states are all broke now. And over in Indiana, their budget crunch is so serious that parents of severely disabled children that they're unable to care for at home are being told to drop them off at the homeless shelters. Okay, let me run that one by you one more time, because your ears are probably saying, he didn't really say that. Yes, it did. The parents of severely disabled children who are unable to care for them in their own home are being told they have to take them to the homeless shelters. Now, of course, at the same time, the U.S. government can pay, using your tax dollars, for Israel's brand new fleet of F-35 warplanes, trillions spent in a so far unsuccessful attempt to buy back all the bad paper from the mortgage-backed securities fraud so their buddies the bankers can stay out of jail. And of course, all of these wars started with lies. The federal government's got plenty of money for those, but we don't have money to take care of our disabled children who may be disabled because of chemicals and radioactive. In fact, among the military, there's an epidemic of severe birth abnormalities that's been linked to the use of depleted uranium munitions in the war zones. And now there's no money to take care of them. But we can pay for the wars, we can send money to Israel, we can shower money all over Wall Street, but there's nothing left to take care of the littlest people in our society. The true measure of what any body or any institution or any group wants is what they'll spend money on. Our government doesn't spend money on the people who pay that money. They spend it on the bankers, they spend it on Israel, they spend it on wars and death and destruction. That is their true morality here. Alrighty, let's see. We're almost to the end of this segment. Real quick story here. You know that jumbo jet ray gun that the U.S. is testing? They just failed another test. huge amounts of money into this thing to fly up there and bore holes and things, and so far they're batting zero on that one. Over in Pennsylvania, a couple has had their brand new baby taken away by county officials because the mother failed a drug test. It turned out she had eaten a poppy seed bagel that morning, and it is a well-known fact that if you eat any bakery goods with poppy seeds on them, it will false positive a test for heroin. And so she had a bagel. They did a drug test on her when she was having her baby. They said, oh, my goodness, she's got opiates in her system, and they took the baby away. Why? Well, not because the mother is dangerous, obviously, but because the county child services, they need to prove that their budget shouldn't be cut. They're looting Americans of everything, their homes, their children, their money, just to keep themselves in power. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And interesting story reported in The Guardian. Over in Great Britain, they have the same kind of government-mandated anti-terror paranoia that they have here in the United States of America, which includes the random stopping and searching of people because they might be a terrorist. And the news is reporting that basically over the last I guess, year or 2 years. I don't have a time period in the story here. But basically, out of 100,000 police counterterrorist searches, 100,000, big number, 100,000 times, they went and searched people under the terror, under the new terror powers. They had no arrests for anything related to terrorism. Zero. Absolute zero. Folks, this underscores what I have been telling you for quite some time. All of this anti-terror hysteria and paranoia is designed to keep you scared and emotionally dependent on the government and, of course, fuels the highly profitable security industrial complex. There's huge amounts of money to be made. And everything from the little tiny anti-tamper, keep Osama out of my vitamins shrink wrap on the vitamin pill bottle, up to the big naked body scanners at the airport. They're not there because there's really a terror threat. They're there because there's money to be made. The government's mandate that you will buy and pay for something you really don't want and don't really need. But that's how money gets made in the United States of America and Great Britain. People are quite comfortable with what they've got. They don't need the next generation thing. They don't want all of this annoyance and hassle. The government says, it's for your own good. We're going to make you use it, and we're going to make you pay for it. Because, after all, the people who make those security systems are heavy campaign donors or relatives. In many cases, U.S. congressmen actually own interest percentages in these security companies. So, of course, they're going to push them through. They go to the other congressman and say, well, I'll mandate your Wizzo smeller electronic nose sniffer system for the airports if you will vote in favor of my let everybody stand around naked scanning machines. It's called log rolling. And that's why we have this absolute surplus of this very intrusive security stuff, which isn't protecting us from anything. Because the only terrorists out there are the ones that stage their terror acts to trick us into yet another war. So, the reality is, for all this talk about security, this and TV camera and everything, they're not actually finding any terrorists. 100,000 police counter-terror searches yielded zero terrorists. Period. End of discussion. I rest my case. Now, over here in the United States of America, and this relates to the economy, we've been talking about how many of our graduates came out of college this last June to find that there were no jobs whatsoever in the fields that they had trained for. You know, when you are being scouted to go to college and they want to sell you that college education, they'll say, when you come out with a degree, you will have a job in this and this and this and this and this. And the graduates came out and the jobs weren't there. They'd all gone to other countries. And as a result, we have all these college graduate kids who are having to work at fast food restaurants. They've had to move back in with their parents. They can't afford their own place because they're saddled with their college loans. In fact, school loan debt right now in the United States of America exceeds credit card debt. And for all we know, those school loan bills are being securitized and overpledged in another fraud bubble. That's something we've got to look into. But basically, we are an overeducated nation. Now, I'm all in favor of education. I think education is really cool. But it is marketed to young people as a path to wealth and success. And it isn't. It is estimated that some 17 million Americans have college degrees they're not using. And we're not talking about the fluffy ones. We're talking real engineering and science degrees. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.